This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Greta, you had great hair this week.
Yeah, something really weird happened last week to me. So I've always had strange hair in a sense that it's curly at the bottom, wavy in the middle and straight on top. And it's quite hard to manage. Once I wash it, I can look nice on the day that it's washed, but all the days following, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So I have a tendency to just throw it up. I put clips in it. I play with it. I do things to it if I need to keep it looking good. But, you know, because I don't have a traditional office job, I can kind of just get away with throwing it up into a bun. Anyway, a couple of months ago, I had a curly haircut, which was really great because they taught me how to wash my hair to help maintain the curls and give it its best chance. But the process of doing that takes a bit of time. So I do it once. I usually wash my hair about once a week, but I try to, save that one day for when I'm going to leave the house. So I had an event on last Sunday where I wanted to look particularly, you know, A-okay, you guys. So I did the full-blown curly hair wash product with all the bits and the bobs and the things and this and that. You got to leave things in your hair. You got to, you know, it's defusing it. It's a whole rigmarole. And I even went to the trouble of the bits at the top that are quite hard to get curly, that don't naturally curl, I even went to the trouble of putting a curling wand through them, which I do. I'll do that for your wedding. Like, I do that pretty rarely. Put the curling wand through. So really, I had a full head of curly hair. And I thought, this is looking quite good. Left the house. But in my head, I was like, tomorrow, it's all going to be over, right? Because this is what happens. So I get home from this event. It's still looking quite good, which is quite rare for me. So I send a few Snapchats and tell all my friends I'm going to become a model, which is an ongoing joke of mine. It's all going great. Whatever. Go to sleep. Wake up the next morning. Get out of bed, go visit the flies in the back room, take a look in the mirror, and I look like my hair is done for the Oscars. It's like swept and curls, and I've slept on it, mind you, beautifully placed, just a little bit there and a little bit, and I'm like, oh,
I really am a model.
Who am I? To the extent where, even though I was just working from home that day, I kept it out all day and I'd stop every half an hour and look in the mirror. I took so many photos and I really cherished that day. Like, I really enjoyed it. And I thought, well, that's that. You know, once in a life, I'm going to have hair good for 2 days. Wake up on Tuesday morning.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Amazing hair. I was like, Darius, can we have we need to have a house meeting. Stop everything. I've had good hair for 2 days in a row.
It's like, at that point, you need to buy a lotto ticket because luck is on your side.
It went all week. I don't know. It must have been the weather. This is going to sound a bit airy fairy, but bear with me. Hormones, what I was eating, the way I'd done it on the sun. This has never happened to me in my life. I had good hair all the way up till Thursday.
Unheard of.
I didn't have to put it in a bun. I didn't have to hot. I think at one point I wore it out to go to the shops. I've never done that in my life because it gets unruly. It flies away. Birds land in it. Stray cats follow me. Like, I never, ever would leave the house with it out just to pop to the shops to get some veggies. So there you go.
So on Thursday, did you wash your hair on Thursday or did Thursday just start to go downhill?
Well, it started to go downhill and then on Friday I washed it because I was seeing friends and I got a bit cocky, as one does, and I thought, well, I'm going to do the same thing again because I'm a master of my own domain. But I didn't leave enough time. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to curl my hair and get it all done as I'm running late for a dinner. So it looked fine on the Friday night, but clearly the trick is to put all the effort in on one night and then it sort of retains it for mm-hmm. the next few days. Whereas I think this is the leftover from Friday night. I haven't washed it since and I clearly haven't maintained it because, well, as you can see, it's up in a bun. Oh my gosh, it was the best week of my life.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.